Hello, Journey Church family and friends. You know, it's been a while since I've seen our nation get swept up into such dramatically and radically developing events. The days after 9/11 come to mind as people were unsettled, unstable, and unclear about what was coming next. But as widespread panic has quickly engulfed us, we're seeing decisions made that are unprecedented in modern America. Governors are essentially closing their states for business. Universities are moving to online classes only. Airline travel, and international and domestic, has all but come to a screeching halt. National conferences and conventions have been canceled. Major sporting events at first were going to be played without fans in the stands, and now it doesn't look like they're going to be played at all. Public assembly in any form has been banned or discouraged in some parts of the country. The stock market is on as wild of a ride as we've seen it in at least a decade. And nearly every hour, it seems like we learn some new news about all of this that just keeps us stirred up and stressed out. And of course, I'm talking about the coronavirus. Just to think, a few weeks ago, most of us thought Corona was a beer brand or an older Toyota model that is no longer manufactured. Boy, that changed fast. So considering the current conditions that we find ourselves in due to what the World Health Organization calls a global pandemic, I wanted to share with you some important updates about our plans for upcoming worship gatherings at our Journey campuses. As of the time when I'm sharing this with you right now, we're planning to hold all regularly scheduled weekend worship gatherings at both our Apopka and Lake County campuses. Things would have to get drastically worse for us to cancel completely, and with the rapidly changing developments surrounding this massive healthcare threat, that could happen. But as of right now, we are planning for our buildings to be open to welcome any who want to come in person to worship, pray, and be reassured that when it seems like the world is out of control, God's got it under control. We also know that some will choose to stay at home, and we certainly respect that decision. We especially encourage you to do so if you have high risk factors that would make you more susceptible to being infected by any type of virus. And if you're sick from anything, please stay home. We encourage you to join us in worship via our live stream broadcast. This might be your first opportunity to experience one of our live stream worship services. I really think you will find that worshiping digitally can still meet needs spiritually. For those joining us in person for worship this weekend, we would ask everyone to continue welcoming others warmly, but please do so with a wave or a smile or a thumbs up rather than a handshake. We've instructed all of our greeting, usher, and host teams not to shake hands or hug during this time of containment. I don't like that. I'm an instinctive handshaker. I'm a hug giver. But the common good is more important than my personal preferences. We will not be passing communion trays in our worship services, but rather we will make available prepackaged individualized communion kits complete with bread and juice to all who wish to partake in communion. Connection team members will make these available as you enter the worship center. We will suspend the passing of offering buckets in all worship services for the time being. We urge you to give online or to put your offering in one of our giving stations placed outside the doors of the worship center or in a basket on your way out. We will also prudently prepare for any future financial repercussions stemming from what is essentially a shutdown of many aspects of our economy. I want to say consistent and generous giving via electronic means will be crucial for us to meet the increased ministry demands in our local communities and to help provide relief for others around our nation and our world who are experiencing far worse conditions than we are currently dealing with in this crisis. This is a time to become an online giver. Additionally, we're taking the following actions. We have increased janitorial services to wipe down all hard surfaces on an increased frequency during all worship and public gatherings. We have an abundance of thoroughly stocked hand sanitizer stations in place throughout our campuses. Children's hands will be wiped with sanitizing cloths, either prior to entering the classrooms or Adventureland Theater. And let me say, any changes or future adjustments to what I'm sharing with you right now can be found on our website at journeychristian.com or our church's social media platforms. There is no playbook for what's happening with this virus. We're swimming in uncharted waters. Major changes come about quickly and suddenly. We'll keep you updated as soon as we can on important decisions that affect the Journey family. Let me give you a few final reminders. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Check out coronavirus.gov for the latest information available through our federal, state, and local authorities and the Centers for Disease Control. Don't panic, but do pray and be prepared. We are not people of fear, but of faith. We're also instructed to understand the times that we live in and to act wisely. We will not abandon our post and neglect our mission, but we don't want to be stupid either. Historically speaking, health outbreaks often turn into holy opportunities. God has used His people from the earliest days of the church to provide hope, help, and healing in the darkest of times. God can and has turned an outbreak into an outcry to Him that can usher in a great wave of revival. We pray that that will happen right now. The world in its panic needs the church to faithfully minister in the peace of Jesus. Friends, these are interesting times to be alive. What a great opportunity to be the church. Whatever happens, we'll be in it together. God is for us, and as always, I'm loving the journey.